Please, information, please, Carolyn.
One moment, please, Carolyn. George brought up a motion in relation to the coordinating committee report, because the coordinating committee handles whether or not we have more meetings or whether we have an in-person meeting. It's not improper that he brings a motion about the meetings. The bylaws state that we have double the meetings that we are currently having. Every year we don't do that, we're in breach. If someone wants to bring a motion during coordinating committee, it's in order. We still have time.
I have the point of information about the motion, not about that.
Thank you. I will take you, Carolyn, okay? I'm not upset with anyone in particular. I'm saying just please, everybody, stop, like, you know, yelling all at once. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, is there a motion that George is responding to, or is this de nouveau? I don't understand whether there was a motion on the floor or George is introducing a motion that was not passed by the committee at all.
There was no motion on the floor, Carolyn. There, nothing came out of the committee. Someone put forward a motion to have a meeting.
Madam Chair, didn't we pass the motion to have the meeting? Yes, we did.
We had a motion to have the extra telephone meeting. That doesn't
That's right.
Say
That's
that
the motion on the floor. No?
We already passed it. We just passed it. We're done with that. George says he has a motion regarding an in-person meeting. Separate issue.
Oh, I missed when he passed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was no objection whatsoever. I waited and asked three more times.
Ken to the stack. Ken to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken. And I heard
And Bill for the stack.
Can I? Bill, wait my motion first.
Bill was ahead of me. Your motion was read. We heard it. Bill was on the stack.
Wait, Summer, you are not the chair, Ken. Summer is the chair.
Stop, Ken.
Summer, can I motivate the motion?
Yeah, I don't find your motion to be out of order, so you're making a fresh motion. We're the P&B. We decide if we have meetings or not. Go ahead, George. Read your motion. Then I'll start taking objections. I will take Ken. I will take Bill. And I'll put Carolyn back on stack if she wishes to be back on second. Anyone else who wishes to speak. We're going to run out of time, though. Somebody's going to have to extend it if you want to keep talking about it. George, go.
Okay. I'm not going to motivate again. It's sort of clear what we're doing. There's two pieces to it, that a in-person meeting be held in the last week in October or early November. That's the first piece. The second piece is that we switch the locations, that it be in Houston instead of in New York, and that the next in-person meeting be in New York at a time when it's cheaper in New York and it's also nicer in Houston.
Thank you. Okay, Rosenberg was the second.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Was the maker of the motion aware that there is a major election on November the 6th? Just for your information.
Thank you, Teresa. George, do you wish to modify the language of your motion to me?
No. I think we can chew gum and spit at the same time.
Okay, thank you. All right, Ken.
Back.
Bill. Okay, somebody want to extend time before it runs out and we just have to vote?
5 minutes.
Teresa for the stack. Who's
the maker?
Marcel.
Marcel, is there a second for 5 minutes? Do I have a second or not?
Second.
Teresa will second it.
Okay, now on second.
Stack.
Any objection? Come on, let's just do this. Okay, hearing none, let's go. I've got Ken, I've got Bill, I have Teresa. And Carolyn, did you want to be back on stack or not? Okay. Ken, go.
I don't feel there's a motion necessary. It's in the bylaws that we have meetings. I don't object to moving it from New York to Houston. I would think that's the prerogative of the coordinating committee, unless it requires a motion. But I don't even think we need a motion. I think this is in the bylaws. We have meetings, and they're in one of the cities of the stations. That's all.
This is Lydia.
Okay. I got you, Lydia. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm in favor of the motion. We get so little done, and it's so frustrating, these teleconference meetings. We've had to put up with all this constant noise, as people have frequently pointed out. I think early November could be considered any time before Thanksgiving, so I think we could still do it in November and have it after the general elections. But I think we need this meeting, and it won't cost a minimal amount, and I hope we can get some more done this time. And we're out of time. Oh, I'm sorry. We have 4 minutes. Sorry.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, Teresa, you're next.
I thought that George gave a specific date, like the first weekend in November. I am opposed to the first weekend in November. I would be opposed to anything, you know, other than after, like, the weekend of the 10th. So please help me, Madam Chair. Does it say anything about the date other than early November?
George, are you willing to accept mid-November as still being early in November?
Yes.
Good. Very good. So why don't we strike a happy mid-ground, mid-November. That's a little fungible, but it's before Thanksgiving and after the elections, all right? Okay. Moving on. Thank you. Teresa, did you have anything else you wanted to say to or for or against pro or con on the motion or anything? Okay. No? All right. Carolyn, were you... I could not tell if you wish to speak or not on the motion. So if you do, please...
Yeah, I really object to moving it back that far. I'd like to have it at the end of October. But if I'm the only objection, I will not object formally. But if anyone else is interested, I object.
Okay, thank you. Well, maybe if we leave it from late October to mid-November.
Could I clarify what I actually said the motion was?
George, go ahead, please.
I said the last week in October or early November, we changed that early or mid-November. So it really is a question of when the people in, I would hope it would be Houston, can put it together for, and I agree that it should be earlier rather than later, but I didn't want to crowd them.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Lydia?
Yes, well, of course, I vehemently am opposed. We are asking for major cuts throughout the network. We don't know what kind of what the budget looks like for next year. Probably not good, so we don't seem to have any problems laying people off, but we seem to be very unrealistic about what we can spend on in-person meetings. So I think it's a colossal waste. I'm opposed, but I will probably, given the vote makeup of this meeting, will probably vote yes and notice to rescind.
Thank you. Okay. Is anyone else in the back, please?
Revelin to the stack.
Revelin to the stack.
Okay, Revelin, and was that Marcel?
Arlene.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, Revelin,
no.
And then Arlene. Probably at time to have to vote. That, Revelin?
Marcel was on the stack also.
Oh, Marcel.
No. I just made a motion to extend by 5 minutes.
Okay.
That was all I did.
Sorry about that. I remember hearing your name about that. I just have a question. Is there any evidence that meeting in person allows us to get a lot more done than meeting over the phone?
No.
Because yes, the quality is bad, but the quality can be improved. I'm not sure that we get more done in person.
Thank you, Revelin. Arlene, and then Marcel, and then I think we're done
question.
With the stack.
That was a question. Is there any evidence that we get more done
can
in
I
person?
Can I respond to the question? Summer.
No, this is going to the stack. We're running out of time.
Okay, and I think that is somewhat subjective, Revelin. I mean, there are those of us who definitely think we have more gets done in person.
It's a rhetorical question, yeah.
It's different depending on who you ask. George, if you want to respond very briefly. But
yeah, we have 30 hours of meeting time on in the in-person meetings. That's 3-hour meetings on a phone, which is 2.5 straight months of meeting. So that's what we lose by not having an in-person meeting, is to make it up in just to have the time, let alone the efficiency of using the time. It would be 2.5 months of meeting every week.
Thank you, George. Yes, on a purely mathematical basis, you're completely correct. I mean, I did it. It's 10 meetings. That's 5 months meeting every twice a month. So. Anyway, Arlene, go ahead, please, and then Marcel, and if there's anyone else who feels you absolutely must speak, okay, but then let's go. Arlene.
I will just point out my continued concern about the finances of the organization, and I know each board meeting is not a huge percentage, but each one takes $20,000 to $25,000 or $30,000, and the PR nightmare from particularly staff, but also from some listeners, is quite enormous. I get a lot of emails from people that are very disturbed that we're laying people off but spending money on in-person board meetings.
Here, here.
I'm sorry,
we're out of time.
Thank you. Marcel had wanted to extend for 5 minutes. Was there any second on that?
Second.
That was 5 minutes ago.
No,
she didn't.
This is a new one.
Yeah, she did.
This is Lydia. I'll second.
Okay, so we've got a second from Brazone. Is there objection to extending another 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's just vote on it fast. If you want to extend for five more minutes, vote yes. If you don't and you want to just take a vote on this, vote no. Thank you. Bill, could you read the roll, please?
Ken Aaron? Can't hear you, Ken. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Pass.
Nia Badiaco? Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier votes yes. I mean, excuse me, no. Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Okay. Revlon Gold?
Yes, extend.
Okay. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell.
Oh, Allie Campbell,
Lexa?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Allie Lexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Longaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Pivis? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer's not voting. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
I said yes. Laura said yes.
Oh, okay, Laura says yes. Thank you. And thank you, Marcel. Bird Ryder?
I abstain.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote no.
Okay. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Passes. Teresa Allen?
Ken Aaron's back on the call. I got knocked off. I vote. Is this extending time? Is what we're voting on?
Yes.
I vote no. Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Teresa Allen?
No.
Did I miss anybody else? It's not. Okay, yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It fails. Takes two-thirds.
You say it's 7 to 7?
Yes.
Okay, I vote no. Let's go.
Well, that takes two-thirds to extend time anyway.
Oh, please. Okay, good. Sorry, folks. Okay, let's move on it then. So the motion on the floor that's going to be voted on is that there be an in-person meeting sometime between late October and mid-November in Houston instead of New York. If you support this, vote yes. Oh, vote no. Thank you. Bill, please take the roll, please.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me get my score sheet here. All right, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Pass.
Okay. Nia Badiaco? Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
No.
Okay. Revlon Gold?
No.
Okay. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell.
I'll pass.
Pass, okay. Allie Alexa?
Yes.
Okay. Afia Longaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Pivis?
No.
Okay. Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Okay. George Ryder?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Okay. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Passes. Teresa Allen?
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. So the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello? No, you didn't get me.
Who's that? Lydia?
This is Lydia. Didn't I pass?
No, you voted no.
Oh, okay. Well, before
no.
you announce it, I want to vote yes. And
okay.
notice to rescind, as I had announced during my comments. Sorry.
Okay. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have 9 yeses, 6 noes, 1 abstention. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion carried. Notice to rescind noted. As it currently stands, we're scheduled for a meeting in Houston sometime between late October and mid-November. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda.
Point of order. Point of order.
Teresa, I mean, Kathy?
Kathy, yes. I understood that George introduced the motion in two parts, the second vote for the second part.
He didn't separate them into two separate motions, however. George, was it your intent that they be two separate motions? Because that was not how I read it right before we voted. I read it as a contiguous piece.
I read it as one piece. It could have been divided, but it wasn't.
Yeah, and no one divided it. So that's how it's in pass. I mean, that's why I read it right before. I always try to, like, reiterate the contents of the motion right before the vote so everyone's clear. But, yeah, so as it currently stands, it would go from New York to Houston as well as part of that package. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't understand. He said in two parts. I didn't understand.
I'm sorry. I will try to be more clear if that comes up again in the future on another motion. Okay, so next on the agenda is Personnel Committee, although I remind everyone that we are 4 minutes to our time certain adjournment for executive session. So I think it would be unrealistic that we could rightfully entertain anything productively in the last 4 minutes. However, I'm at the pleasure of the body, so. All right. Is there any...
Chief Bestuck?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't... My clock only says 6:52, but my preference would be that we get to the Personnel Committee report. I think that's fairly time-sensitive, and it will probably take about 20 minutes. So I guess I'm going to put on the floor that we authorize a 20-minute Personnel Committee report.
Shall we say then that we would adjourn at 7:20, or do we want to just say 7:30 and not torture ourselves to executive session? Do you want 7:20?
7:20 if it's uncontested. If it's going to take us 10 minutes to vote on that, make it 7:30.
Okay, is there a second for going 7:20 and handling the Personnel Committee report?
Second.
Is there a second? Okay, who is the second, please, for the record?
George.
Thank you, George. Okay, is there any objection? Thank you all. We could do more of this. We'd get more done. Excellent. Let's go. Rock and roll. I believe Nia? Oh, Nia. Has Nia been on the call? I don't recall. When you took roll, Bill, I did not recall.
She wasn't on any of the votes, and she wasn't.
Yeah,
she wasn't,
exactly.
When I took roll.
Okay.
She told me earlier this week that she's out of town on vacation.
Okay. All right. Who wants to take the Personnel Committee motion, then? Somebody else on Personnel?
Yeah, if I could make a suggestion, we have the Personnel Committee Secretary, who I'm sure is familiar with the motion.
Is that Lydia?
No, it's...
That would be Teresa.
Teresa. Oh, fantastic. Okay, Teresa, since we've got motions, would you like to go ahead and present them as Personnel Committee Secretary?
I'm sorry. I'm not prepared to... Nia's not on the call?
Okay. No problem. I didn't know Nia wouldn't be here. So, Lydia, are you prepared? Somebody else who's on Personnel can read them.
If Bill, I'm having email problem for some reason, but
okay.
If Bill can read them, it was in his... announce in his...
Okay. Yeah, Bill sent them out earlier. Bill, would you like to go ahead and read them, and then get something done, hopefully? Bill, could you do that?
Okay, well, the only one we moved up last week, I believe, was the one on the Pacific Executive Search Process, summer/fall 2012. And there was an attachment for that. And I sent it back out again. When did I send it out? I forget. Let me find it. Hold on. Okay. It's rather long, and it's been sent out. I mean, there's a section on draft ad language, a section on possible advertising locations not complete, another section on draft process, RE resumes and interviews, another section on integrated timelines for both ED and CFO search. So I hope everybody has that. I can resend it if you don't, but it'll take 20 minutes to read it, or it'll take a lot of time to read it, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm okay. I'm looking at the timeline for so many attachments to this. I am back online, but maybe Bill?
I'll resend it.
Well, you can resend it, but I'm looking for the timeline. Where is this?
It's in the file called Pacifica or PAC Exec Search Process, summer 2011.
Oh, okay.
It's at the end.
And so it must be below that.
It's at the end.
Okay, well, this is for the advertising and draft process committee. Hold on just a second. Oh, integrated timeline. I see. It's all in the same document. Okay, so the integrated timeline was off now because it says August 9th CMB meeting, approval of job description and timeline process. So now that would be today, which is August the 16th. And then the next one was to post both ads, which was supposed to happen August 13th, September 13th. PMB meeting. I don't think we're having. Are we having? Is that our next PMB meeting on the 13th? Applications closed, which we haven't posted the ad, so that's off. But these are the elements. Let me tell you what the elements are, and then we'll have to see if there's any more elements. And then after that would be the applications would close, and then the committee would select up to 10 candidates for the CFO and up to 10 candidates for the ED. And this timeline proposed October 9th, preliminary candidate interviews. October 9th, committee recommends top five candidates. October 10th to 17th, preliminary candidate interviews. October 11th, there's an PMB meeting where the CFO final candidate interviews with the PMB. October 24th, committee recommends top five candidates for the ED to the PMB. October 25th, PMB meeting the ED October 30th to November 7th, final candidate interviews with the PMB. November 8th, PMB meeting. November 9th, deadline to vote through Christine by email, that would be. And then the ED, November 16th, deadline to vote through Christine. November 17th to 24th, which is Thanksgiving weekend. Then it says CFO December 3rd to December 17th transition those are transition dates, December 10th and December 31st. So that was the only way to squeeze like everything in by year's end, which was the goal. So that's the one. And these were all passed previously by the committee, but then since they weren't considered at our last CMB meeting, it's no longer appropriate. There's also, everyone received the advertising locations, AFTRA, All Access, Asian American Journalist, California Chicano News Media, CPB Jobline, Current Newspaper, Grassroots Video Discussion, Idealist.org, and Journalism.job. Los Angeles Times, Career Builder, Native American Journalists Association, National Association of Black Journalists, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, National Federation of Community Broadcasters, the Pacific Affiliates Listserv, Radio Inc. Link, Radio and Television Business Report, South Asian Journalists Association, Southern California Broadcasters Association, various colleges, universities, especially those with journalism programs, including regional schools like UCLA, USC, California State, Northridge, and Long Beach, Pacifica websites, Facebook pages, Twitter feed, and newsletters. Okay, what else is in this docket? Draft process regarding resumes and interviews. Resumes submitted to HR firm logged and forwarded as received committee chair and to board chair for distribution to the PMB. The initial review of resumes and selection by the committee of the 10 most qualified persons for each position qualification criteria will be the job description. Committee conducts preliminary interviews of the top 10 candidates. For the position, committee recommends 5 top candidates for the PMB. For interviews, PMB votes using STV via ballot sent to Christine at the national office. Any director may listen in on the interviews. Any director may submit questions to be considered for the interviews, for use during the interviews by such and such a date, which the deadline to be 7 days before the start of the interviews. So that is the end of the timeline and the preliminary consideration of the process.
Point of information, Carolyn.
Thank you, and okay. Tracy, for the stack, whenever we get to the stack.
Okay, so hold on. Thank you, Lydia. I have Carolyn, then I have Tracy, then who? Okay, I'll start there. Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, who is this committee?
This is the personnel committee.
The personnel committee. Okay, I'm going to object to that then and move to amend that to substitute an elected committee of the PMB for the personnel committee.
Excuse me. Motion can't introduce a substitute on a point of information. Could we?
Okay, I'll put you back on stack, Carolyn. Okay. I mean, point of information. It's also just first news spoke. So, Tracy, and then I'll come back to Carolyn. Okay. Tracy.
Yeah. Well, I was actually on the stack to do the same thing. It's just that I don't think you should do it on a point of information as a, you know, as a technical point. I also wanted to provide some additional wording. So I hope this will work as a substitute. Carolyn, feel free to amend the language if you don't like it. This is the language that I have. Per previous executive search protocols passed by the PMB, a search committee shall be elected from the full PMB, which will commence a search for a permanent ED and permanent CFO to be selected by the PMB. The PMB Personnel Committee shall provide a copy of the job descriptions, candidate evaluation criteria, job listings, job listing sites, and a confidentiality agreement to be delivered by the Personnel Committee to the elected search committee prior to their first meeting. And I will write that down and send it over. That's the substitute motion.
I second that.
Who's the second?
Ken making the second.
And this is Lydia.
Aaron as the second, Carolyn, and then Lydia.
No, Carolyn, I was second that sign word.
Oh, you were
second.
You.
Okay, that's fine. Thank
Lydia?
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. What accepted previous process? I thought the previous process was the personnel committee. It was, I understand, even while I was on. And so rather than invoke it, send us that process. It sounds like an interesting process, but please send it to us so that we're clear rather than just invoke something that we don't know about.
I'm terribly sorry, but I cannot sing. I don't know whether it's your phone that's open, but there's a repeat and an echo, and I can't understand
came
the word.
Lydia, yes. You can go ahead and mute your phone. I understood you well enough to reiterate it. She was asking what precedent there was in this previous process because she didn't want to vote on something without knowing what the prior process was, and in her experience on the PMB, it was that the personnel committee did it. I might recommend that reference to the past. I spoke with Andy. Okay, so I'm going to break in here as your chair. I did speak with Andy specific to this issue, knowing that it was somewhat controversial, and he said it could be done either way, personnel committee or an elected search committee, as we do on all the LSPs. That's the process at the LSP level. And that legally it was our choice. He thought that it was actually better process to just go ahead and elect it on the whole P&B, but he said that was not necessarily a legal opinion, so it's not binding. You know, it's our choice. But anyway, so I don't know that if he wants to respond to that in terms of previous process, or if he wants to simply take that language out of her motion, because it seems it can be done either way.
All right, Carolyn on the stack.
Ken on the stack.
Okay, Carolyn, then Ken. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I really don't think that this is an issue that, and again, I'm getting interference. Somebody's line is open. I'm on speaker, and I cannot hear a thing. If you would all mute. Thank you. No, there it is again. Thank you.
It's really there. Please, everyone, if you're on your phone, it may be a little hassle to come on and off. Please do it. Please. Can't hear each other. Can you hear me?
Carol? That's
can
a little better. Thank you. Yes, thank you. That's not really much better. I'm hearing it again. Anyway, my point is that I don't think that this is an issue. It's a parliamentary issue. There is no previous motion authorizing the personnel committee to do this, I believe. So I think we should move ahead and consider Tracy's motion. It has nothing to do with the past practice. Thank you.
Okay, Tracy for the stack, if you go back to people.
Okay, then Tracy. Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I call the question.
Okay, be that way. Is there any objection to calling the question?
No, but he forgot to say amen.
Okay. Is there any objection to calling the question? Okay. And if not, fantastic. Question's been called. Okay, so the motion on the floor is...
I'm sorry, Summer, I couldn't hear you. What did you just say?
I was asking if there was any objection to calling the question. Ken was calling the question, so I have to ask if anyone objects to the question being called, which means we'll go to a vote on the motion. So, if there's no objection? All right, very good. Tracy, are you able to reiterate your motion, and then we'll take a vote on it? That would be the
yes, I am. Just hold on one second.
Hold on,
I'd like to do so.
And just to remind everyone what we're doing. There's a motion from the Personnel Committee, and this is a substitute motion. So this would replace that motion should it be passed. So if you support this substitute, you vote yes on it, and then we would vote on it as the main motion. If you do not and you support the other motion, then you would vote no on this. And then but either way, we get to one or the other of them as the main motion. Now, if you could go ahead and... just reiterate what your substitute is, please.
Yes, I will, and it's also been emailed out to the PNB listserv, but
you.
I will read it for the stream. Okay, per previous executive search protocols passed by the PNB, a search committee shall be elected from the full PNB, which will commence a search for a permanent ED and a permanent CFO to be selected by the PNB. The PNB Personnel Committee shall provide a copy of the job descriptions, candidate, evaluation criteria, job site posting list, and a confidentiality agreement to be delivered by the PNB Personnel Committee to the elected search committee prior to their first meeting. That's the motion, and just to clarify what I meant by previous executive search protocols passed by the PNB in that first line was the GM hire and PD hire protocols that were initiated by the Personnel Committee, and then passed by the PNB, both of which called for elected search committees. So that's what that reference is.
Okay, thank you. That was actually what I was thinking. Thank you. All right, very good. So that's the substitute on the floor. So if you support the substitute, which is the form of a city elected from the full PNB,
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Okay, before we begin the vote, who is the question?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so is this one search committee or two?
It's one search committee is what I am hearing.
That's the personnel
committee which supplies the various documents.
Thank you.
Elected. Am I correct, Tracy, that the intent would be a search committee elected from the full PNB and that the personnel committee would be
that's the intent of the motion.
Thank you. That was how I had heard it. All right. Thank you very much.
Point of inquiry. Did you say secret committee? What did you say?
No, elected. I didn't say secret. I said elected from the whole PNB. You know, a search committee.
Oh, okay.
Sure. No, that's okay. Thank you. Except for confidential information regarding employees. All right. Very good. So we're going to begin the vote, and once we do that, there are no more questions. So hopefully we're good. substitute is on the floor. If you support the substitute, vote yes. It will become the vain motion, and then you can vote yes or no on it at that time. If not, vote no, and the underlying main motion will come. Vote would be kind enough to call the vote.
Okay, this is on the substitute. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Elsame?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Nia Bediako? Not on the call. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Excuse me. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Razon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold? Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray? Not on the call, I believe. Michael Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ellie Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Mangaza? Not on the call. Laura Bivitt?
No.
Go?
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder? Can't hear you, George. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, on the substitute.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Hi.
Not on the call, I believe. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, how do you vote, Andrea?
I vote no.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? If I didn't say thank you, then I didn't get your vote. Or I was rude. Okay. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Motion passes.
Excuse me. Can you check down again, please?
Excuse me.
Was that Campbell was saying, trying to say something, Summer?
Could you give the count again, please? I heard a beep right in the middle
of
it.
Okay. 9 yes and 5 no.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the motion passes. Now it is the main motion. So it's the motion on the floor. So if you support it, vote yes again. If you do not, then vote no, please. Jill, could you go ahead and call the roll, please?
Okay, hold on.
Wait, hold on. Can you read that motion again?
I'm sorry. The substitute has become the main motion. So the motion that was just read to you will now be the motion. So if you support it, you vote yes again. And if you do not, you vote no.
The first vote was on whether to make the substitution. The second one is to vote on the substituted motion. So
right, and so, and this would be still to form a committee elected, a search committee elected from the whole PNB. So if you support it, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. Bill, can you call the roll again, please?
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Elsamate?
Yes.
Thank you, and I forgot to say thank you to Ken. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako? Not on the call. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold? Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray? Not on the call. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ellie Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Longaza? Not on the call, I believe. Laura Privis?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Not on the call. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you, Andrea.
Marcel, no.
Okay, thank you, Marcel.
Revelin, no.
And Revelin, no. Okay, hold on, let me find you here. Okay, I got Revelin, no, and Marcel, no. Andrea?
Oh, definitely no.
Okay, and okay, is there any passes? Did I miss anybody? I didn't say thank you. I didn't get your vote. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion passes.
Hello?
You there, Summer? Motion's approved.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What was the final vote count? I was having trouble hearing you, Bill.
9 yes, 6 no.
Thank you. So the motion carries. That's it. Okay. And we're exactly at 7:20. I'm shocked. I don't think we've ever had an over and out time like that. So, folks, you know, let us rejoin on executive session in just a couple moments, please, okay? Thank you.